When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
G'day, I'm Evan, and I'm just jumping in here to tell you about our show, Gamey Gamey Game, new to the Pickaxe Network. It's a comedy panel show about the latest in games.
Xbox Australia has partnered with Lynx Deodorant to transform the feeling of leveling up into a fragrance.
Oh, that is a weird way to tell people to shower.
Yeah.
Featuring some of Australia's funniest comedians.
Have you ever wanted to dive into the world of competitive farming?
Press O for magic parkour.
I hate this game. I asked Evan why he made me play this, and he replied with, "Sometimes bad things happen to good people."
we've gotten off topic.
No, we haven't.
Disagree.
Look up Gamey Gamey Game on your podcast app, or you can even watch the show on YouTube and Twitch.
This is maybe the worst episode of Gamey Gamey Game.
Really?
No, there's been worse.
In all of its history.
There's definitely been worse.
Hello and welcome to the Oxventure podcast. I'm Jane, here's Andy.
Hey Jane, thanks for having me.
Welcome to this podcast version of the first ever episode of Oxventure D&D.
Yep, which stands for Dungeons and Dragons, if you're not aware.
Which we know now.
Yeah, which, I mean, we've learned so much since we started, Jane.
As you go back and listen to this very first, this vintage classic Oxventure episode, you will come to realise how little we knew, how naive we were.
There's the bit where Luke says, I'll stick with the regular six-sided dice, and he's holding like a D8 or a D12 or something.
That's my absolute favourite.
It was very intimidating. Johnny was like, here are the dice, and they're all such odd, there's such shapes, such angles on them.
We can't quite get into character enough to call each other by our character names.
I'm like, Ellen's going to go over there and do something. And I'm like, who's Ellen? I mean, in this universe. I know who Ellen is in our universe.
Well, it's also obvious now, of course, but we were tiny little fools back then.
D&D babies.
On the 26th of May, 2017, can you believe?
The past.
What's interesting, what I think is interesting,
is that this
was recorded in May 2017, which was a very hot day, as you might recall, potentially.
Sure.
If you watch the video, you can see we're wearing, you know, our summer clothes, our summer wardrobe.
Our summer wardrobe, yeah.
But then it wasn't published until the 8th of September 2017.
Wow. God, we're so lazy. What were we doing?
It was a little thing called E3, a little thing called the summer happened.
Gamescom.
Time got away from us.
Yeah,
but
also,
you edited it.
Yes, I did edit it. Also, I think as well, it took us a while to figure out how it should look as well, because I didn't want to watch any other like D&D streams before I edited it, because I was worried I'd be sort of influenced by other people. I didn't want to copy anyone. But also I had to sort of try and figure out like how we would present it, which was it was a fun challenge that we all chipped in on. And
Well, no one's wearing costumes.
No one's wearing costumes.
Wait, correct myself.
Oh, wait,
Ellen
you're right.
Ellen is wearing a gigantic floor-length cloak.
Yeah, but she wears that on the regs anyway. That's just her. And also, it became clear to me during the edit that we would need sort of artwork of our characters, but we hadn't commissioned any artwork. We hadn't got the amazing Bendix character designs yet. So was it you or was it Mike who used an RPG character creator?
Certainly not me.
Okay, I was going to say, Mike used some like free online RPG character creator to come up with character portraits
they
for
look
us.
Like maybe like Second Life characters.
If you
tried to customize your Second Life character to look like an orc or something.
Yeah, the Corazon in it, I imagine in, you know, one of those banner ads, which is like a sort of sexy game.
Or like
mastery
IMVU.
Puzzle game.
That's a thing, right? Is that
a
thing?
I don't know what that means, but I'm going to say, yeah, that's a thing. And like Dob is super hench and like terrifying when that's not Dob at all, really.
The good news, though, Andy, is this is an audio medium, being a podcast.
Sure.
And so no one has to look upon our terrible retro character art.
Wonderful. Yeah, don't go looking for it. Just imagine the new characters in your head.
What you might be able to detect from the audio ambience is that it was recorded at Loading Bar. And so there is a little kind of, there's a little audio kind of environment of we are in the basement of a pub. I'm going to get that out there right now.
Yeah, but what better fantasy setting is there than a tavern?
Sure,
so
tavern.
Really, it led, yeah.
And you can hear the fantasy police sirens occasionally as they whiz past.
Those are banshees. Imagine that they're passing
local
ring wraiths on their way
patrolling banshees
to grab a passing hobbit who has a ring of power. It's easy. You just create the fantasy world in your head. That's the wonder of D&D.
It's a game played in your imagination.
Exactly.
What's your favourite moment from this episode we're about to listen to?
Oh man, so many great moments. I think the bit that sticks in my mind is when I managed to catch the rat, which I didn't think was going to happen. I sort of just did it as a like, oh, you know, I should probably try and catch that rat because Johnny's made a big deal about it. And then it actually came off and I was convinced I'd completely derailed the campaign in a way that was going to ruin everything. And we had a little break to get like a drink and use the facilities and stuff. And I said to Johnny, I'm like, I'm so sorry. I really hope I haven't ruined the adventure. He was like, oh, no, that's fine. I was like, oh, okay. Like not understanding the way that D&D really works or how Johnny works as a
game
master.
And that's the day gave you permission to derail him at every opportunity.
Yeah.
When
he was like, do it.
No, you can't break Dungeons and Dragons.
I was like, oh, really, Johnny? Well, we'll see about that, my friend. I felt like I'd gone down like one of the warp pipes in Super Mario Brothers and I'd come out at level 7-1 or something. And I was like, oh no, have I just bypassed a load of stuff?
But of course, now we're older and wiser and know that you can't, you simply can't break Dungeons and Dragons. You simply can't break Johnny Chiodini like that.
Yeah, you can't break Johnny's Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah, exactly.
So with no further ado, let's listen to this podcast version of the first ever Rock's Venture episode, which is now known, retroactively known as the Spicy Rat Caper.
Yeah.
If you look up the original video, it's called Oxventure Begins Meet the Party, which is quite sweet and charming.
And also, it's over 1 million people have watched it on YouTube, which is just crazy. It's mind-blowing. Yeah. It's wild to me.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Outside Xbox. I'm Andy, joined by Jane,
hello.
Luke,
hello.
And Ellen from
hello.
Outside Extra, and Johnny from Eurogamer.
Hi.
And we're going to do something very special. It's another part of our 2 million subscribers celebration. One of the most requested things people have been asking us to do is play Dungeons and Dragons. So we're going to do that thing.
Yes.
That I just said. And we're all actually quite excited because we've never played before. Has anyone played before?
Great.
None of us have played. Johnny has played before. Johnny is running the game for us. He's our DM because he's played before.
And he knows everything about tabletop gaming and DMing.
We'll row back a little bit from that. This is my third time running Dungeons & Dragons, but I've played a lot of pen and paper games in my own time. So yeah, this should go quite well. Forgive me if I make any mistakes along the way. If there are any hardcore D&D fans watching, be kind.
Johnny, you're not going to be the one annoying the hardcore D&D fans in this situation.
I knew I could count on you.
Have you seen these dice? They've got so many sides.
So cool.
I think I'll stick to the six-sided ones.
You're holding a d12.
I mean, it's already going excellent.
Yes, off to a good start.
Let's crack on with our exciting adventure.
So I thought the best thing to do first and foremost is for each person to go around the table and just tell us about their character, sort of what they look like, any important things you may need to know, some of your backstory if you want to share it. If you don't want to share any of it, that is fine. Just give everyone sort of an idea of who you are, what you do.
My character is a half-orc bard called Dob.
Is that an acronym or...?
No.
Dathaniel of birth.
let me explain. So Dob was raised in a modest homestead in a mountainous and remote region by his older sister. His parents weren't around, didn't know very much about them. His older sister mostly spent her time in the woods, hunting and foraging for things to eat and poultices. Anyway, one day, Dob was playing outside near the house and a wolf jumped out and bit him, and the wolf had rabies and he got infected, which was terrible. And, you know, they're all alone, like in the wilderness. So his older sister, she decided that she would set out for the nearest human settlement to try and find medicine. And Dob was only very little at this point, so he didn't really understand what was going on. So he stayed behind, she left, and she never came back. And so he was forced to basically raise himself. Those were very dark and hungry and difficult years for Dob. And his only memory of his older sister was the lullaby that she used to sing to him.
Oh,
that's right.
Sing it.
It is what we humans call the Venga bus.
You need to go to sleep now. I'm dreaming deep now.
Your older sister sleepy. Tomorrow she goes hunting. Okay, so eventually, years later, Dob set out for the human settlement. But of course, he didn't know where it is, he didn't know where anything is. He has no bearing. when he got to the nearest town, the first thing he did was to steal a lute and to pick out on it the melody that he remembered so that he wouldn't forget it. But he got a proficiency in the lute. He listened to other bards in the taverns and he ripped off their songs and he borrowed their songs and their stories and he got better and better at it. He was very surprised to learn that he could do magic when he did the magic music, so that was good. and that's Dob. He's a wandering half-orc bard. He's extremely big and strong, I think, stronger than he should be, Johnny was telling me by his stats.
Your stats rolled incredibly well, to be honest. So
classic Dob. Yeah, Dob here ready to rock or lullaby.
Ready to rock you to sleep. Right, next.
Prudence.
Ooh,
don't laugh. Was a foundling baby who was abandoned by her human parents because she looks like a devil baby. She has like rusty red skin. She's got pointy teeth. She's got a 5 foot tail. Wasn't 5 foot then. And she has antelope like curving horns.
Cool.
Nice. Right? She's a tiefling. She was adopted by an embittered warlock, hermit. A human who lived in a cave and didn't really want a devil baby, but what are you gonna do? He named her because he thought Prudence was a funny name for a devil baby. He's not very nice. And then she grew up in the cave, and when she hit her, you know, rebellious teenage phase, she just ran off and discovered that everyone is really, really tiefling racist. No one likes tieflings.
Not cool.
So she came back to the cave and just like spitefully made a pact with Cthulhu, the destroyer of worlds.
Okay.
And he is her warlock patron.
Sweet.
Okay, so she's a freelance warlock nowadays, roving freelance warlock. Doesn't like people very much, likes being a warlock. And her pact with Cthulhu, some days it requires, you know, like a blood sacrifice. Some days Cthulhu just wants her to like rearrange the furniture in an arcane configuration to unknowable ethereal ends.
Sure. My character is a rogue pirate called Corazon de Leon.
What does that mean, Andy?
It means heart of a lion, lion heart.
What does he look like?
He's a human. He's a pirate, so, you know, hairy.
Sure.
Hairy.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm imagining, yeah, all hair.
Yeah.
Is it just about hair?
Just hair, you know, beard, eye patch, the whole deal.
Okay.
Situation.
Okay.
And as far as any of you know, he's always been like that. Don't look into it though.
Oh my gosh.
So that's
so
me.
Mysterious.
That's me. Got
so mysterious. Can we trust him?
The human.
No. I mean, we know we can't trust you, Jane. That's the advantage.
I am a wood elf called Merylwen, my character. And she is a druid, having a natural affinity with the woods, having grown up in there, and just real affinity with animals. When she was, she's got keen eyesight, so as she was growing up, she learned to hunt, but obviously with the respect, you know, for nature, so she never went OTT, you know. And one day, though, while she was practicing with her bow and arrow, actually, and seen a buck she was going to go for, that would have, you know, really, really done for a nice feast back in the town.
She had an affinity for animals. She's just killing them.
She also has an affinity for feasts.
So she only, you know, kills what she needs to.
Nothing
she uses
is wasted.
Every part, yes. She uses every part, etc.
Even the bum.
Sorry. Especially the bum.
Trying to think of animal parts you don't need. Sorry. Keep going.
The teeth?
No, they're necklaces.
Oh, fair.
You can make a necklace out of a bum.
Sorry, go on, Ellen.
But as she was aiming, she spotted some rustling in some leaves nearby. And on closer inspection with her keen eyes, she saw that it was an animal that was trapped. And so she went down to kind of see what it was, whether it was in a snare or something. It was just caught in some barbed wire that someone had dumped. Someone had come into their woods and dumped barbed wire. Okay. And on closer inspection, It was a small wild cat. And so this cat was just not, it had barbed wire caught around its neck and it would have tried to scratch a face off if it could have reached. But because of her affinity with animals and her ability to speak to them, she calmed him down and she helped free him. Because of this, she gained his loyalty and they grew a strong bond and she called it Simon. Doesn't care about the law if she's angry, let's just say about that. And she does not like people being mean to animals. You know, as an elf, she lives for a very long time. She's still quite young for an elf, but obviously wild cats don't live very long. And when little Simon passed away...
What? I thought he was going to be the team pet!
Little Simon passed away, Merylwyn learned her first... Animal.
Resurrection spell.
No, no. All right, warlock.
Necromancy.
You know, Cthulhu could sort that right out. I'm just saying.
We'll come back a bit tentacly.
Sorry. Merylwyn learned her first animal transformation, a wild cat.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I should point out that everyone is a level one character, so technically... Ellen shouldn't be allowed to transform into an animal, but I thought, stuff it, it's fun. So, yes, she can. You know what? It's a tight field, but I think between dead cat, abandoned by horrible parents, and then my sister's gone and all I've got left is a lullaby, it's pretty close, but I think Luke just about wins saddest backstory.
Did I mention that every time Dob arrives in a new town, the first thing he does is find a big crowd and plays his sister's melody in the hope that she'll hear it.
And robs them while they're sleeping.
Andy meanwhile. I mean, sorry, Corazon meanwhile.
Yeah, like, me.
No what? Drama.
Just Robin. He probably stole a sister.
Arr, you never
never know with this guy. What twist.
So we are going to begin in a town called Caster Falls, which is in the kingdom of Geth. Because I panicked when I realised I had to come up with a kingdom name. So it's a coastal town. Your reasons for being there are your own. Coruscant, I imagine you put into port to reprovision your ship.
Yeah, got to sell fence all this booty I got out at sea.
Is that what you call it these days?
Yeah. Obviously, you know, you're an itinerant bunch. But so by complete happenstance, you all find yourselves, it's a beautiful morning, you find yourselves in the main market square of Caster Falls. The sun is shining down on market stalls. There are people yelling about their wares. And as you're kind of milling around, you see a very officious looking man in a kind of resplendent doublet walk up, some march up even, to the local notice board. And he unravels a scroll and he nails it very primly to the board and storms off. And a small crowd starts to gather, the literate ones anyway. They all kind of flock over to this notice board to see what it says. Hopefully, you'll decide to join them at some point. We'll get to that. The notice, if you do care to read it, says, adventurers needed at Mayweather residence regarding missing person. Reward offered.
Oh, Dom hasn't found his sister, Arthur. I don't know whether you'd be the best for the job.
To find a missing person.
Yeah, well, for all you know, the missing person is the sister. Two birds, one stone. Tidy rewards. Take the sister out for burgers.
Well, I think we should all team up. We might have a better chance of finding the missing person if we work together. You all seem like
fine adventurers.
I'm a cool pirate. And I'm good at adventuring, but, you know, I lack the necessary Vengabus skills and Cthulhu affinity.
Okay.
Well, I'm what do you say we team up, guys?
I could use some cash, and everyone in this town has terrible taste in music. I don't like any of the Venga Boys songs. So yeah, I've got nothing going on. I'm in.
Well, okay.
Ellen, you in?
Yeah, I'm in.
I mean, sorry.
More we head to the Mayfield residence.
Yeah. Good.
G'day, I'm Evan, and I'm just jumping in here to tell you about our show, Gamey Gamey Game, new to the Pickaxe Network. It's a comedy panel show about the latest in games.
Xbox Australia has partnered with Lynx Deodorant to transform the feeling of leveling up into a fragrance.
Oh, that is a weird way to tell people to shower.
Yeah.
Featuring some of Australia's funniest comedians.
Have you ever wanted to dive into the world of competitive farming?
Press O for magic parkour.
I hate this game. I asked Evan why he made me play this, and he replied with, sometimes bad things happen to good people.
we've gotten off topic.
No, we haven't.
Disagree.
Look up Gamey Gamey Game on your podcast app, or you can even watch the show on YouTube and Twitch.
This is maybe the worst episode of Gamey Gamey Game.
Really?
No, there's been worse.
In all of its history.
There's definitely been worse.
You do indeed, as a group, head to the Mayweather. Residence, which is just a couple of
this is the wrong house.
Just a couple of streets away, and a small crowd of adventurers is sort of gathering, or would be adventurers. Say, as you look at them, you realise they are looking a little bit ragtag. A lot of them have sort of rusty chainmail. A couple of them only have clubs. There are clearly some chances here. A couple of people just with pitchforks who want to make a tidy sum. Luckily, there is a man on the door who is apprising everyone as they walk up. And quite arbitrarily, he goes, you, 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 and you, in.
Yes!
Yes!
My cloak works.
And it seems you've earned yourself an audience. So you proceed through, and a man there to meet you. He's dressed quite finely. He holds himself up very, very proudly. This is clearly the man of the house. And despite all his noble bearing, he clearly looks quite upset. He says, good day, my name is Mr. Mayweather. Please call me Arlo. Thank you for coming. It's my son. He's gone missing. Listen, it's best if you... I'll just come through. I'll show you. He turns and sort of strides off purposefully and leads you into a bedroom, which looks typically... Hold on. This is my son's room, he says.
Hello.
As I mentioned, he's missing.
Yes. I see.
That's why he's not in the room.
Yes.
Okay, that's our first clue. Not in this room.
So as he opens the door, you see quite a fine bedroom. Clearly, the Mayweathers are doing all right for themselves. There's lots of sort of fine drapery and things like that. So slightly odd that a rat just kind of runs out and skitters down the corridor. But anyway, Mr. Mayweather doesn't seem to take much notice, and he just gesticulates and says, "Well, last night, probably around 11, I suppose, I heard a shout. It was my son's voice, and I rushed in, and the window was open, and he was gone. I can only assume someone's stolen him away."
Ellen, do you have any affinity with rats?
Well,
can you talk to that rat?
I can. I've got the ability to speak with animals.
Talk to the rat. Ask it if it saw anything.
Yeah, because I am kind of... My druidic senses were tingling.
When you saw the
rat? When there was the rat. I was like,
druidic
there's
senses.
Something not right there.
Interesting. Arlo, may I call you Arlo?
Of course.
You don't need to worry. We have a very powerful druid in our party.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This druid can speak to rats. We think this rat might be a material witness in the... Don't worry about it. We're on the case. We're on the case, Arlo.
Stick with it, Arlo, but we also need half up front.
I mean, we'll talk about your reward shortly, but what are you talking about? My son's been taken. I don't care about vermin.
But we feel that the rat may have seen something. What if the rat was here when your son was taken?
The rat, by the way, is not here.
The rat,
he ran away down the corridor. Okay.
We're going to chase the rat.
I knocked through a wall looking for the rat.
Anyway, we're convinced this rat is in on it.
Yeah, I think there's something fishy. Either the rat's seen something, or
there's a fish.
There's magic involved, perhaps.
Do you mean
to charm him? Very charming.
I was going to say I'd try and send him to sleep, but I think charming might be better.
Yeah. Okay.
Alrighty. We are 5 minutes in, and you're charming your employer to let yourselves talk to a rat.
see if he'll just give us the money.
Wrap this up. You have my lunch.
Oh, I tell you what, I can cast prejudice.
That one, yeah. What will that help with?
Prestidigitation.
Yeah.
For 1 minute, I can conjure the image of his son. Enough time for us to get the reward. Yeah, no, we don't.
It's going to be a short game.
We don't want to go.
Well, here he is. Hooray! Here's some money.
He doesn't give off any smell or move, apparently. Oh, that's important, but don't
it's
worry
about
it.
It's a bit of a giveaway.
His experiences being kidnapped changed him. He no longer speaks or emits a smell.
He is now completely two-dimensional. Try and charm.
Is that overkill at this point?
We need to charm him. I'll go down the corridor and see if I can find the rat.
So yeah.
I creep down the corridor stealthily,
okay.
Using my roguish stealth.
Right.
And I look for the rat.
Okay. You're looking for a rat that ran away about 3 minutes ago.
It's the rat
there. We're going to call this. Do you have investigation? I'm going to call this an intelligence investigation check. If you don't have it, just roll a d20 and add your intelligence modifier onto your result. Unfortunately, you are looking to beat a 20, so you're going to have to roll pretty darn well for this.
Okay, 19.
Whoa!
That's pretty good!
So what's your...
I think.
What's your modifier?
On intelligence, plus 4.
So... This Corazon de Leon kind of flips up his eye patch, goes into a thieves squat, and while Arlo Mayweather, the man who is concerned about his missing son, kind of watches him go, he slinks off down the hall, turns a couple of corners and finds a rat just sort of sat there.
Grab it! Grab it!
Being a rat.
Grab it!
So I grab the rat.
Okay. Are you... Yes, that is fine. Okay. I'm going to allow you to grab the rat.
And I return to the room holding the rat, which I then give to Ellen.
Okay.
I'm going to speak to the rat.
Okay. Is that a spell you have?
It's a...
Or is it a cantrip?
It's a cantrip.
That is fine.
Is it speak with animals?
Speak with animals.
Yes.
Ritual. It's a ritual duration.
It's a ritual.
10 minutes.
Okay, so it's gonna. Okay, so it's gonna take about 10 minutes for you to cast this ritual because it's technically a spell, but you don't have any spell slots, so you're having to do this as a ritual. So again, while this man is standing there, flummoxed, tell us about this ritual. What do you do in order to prepare yourself to speak to a rat that a pirate is holding in front of you by the scruff of the neck? Just tell us a bit about what that looks like.
Right. Well, to make the rat comfortable, I ask Dom to fetch a small cushion for it to sit on so that it's not, you know, freaked out. Because it has just been picked up by a pirate. It's a bit freaked out. I produce a special leaf, which I use to kind of like hypnotize the rat. And then I hold it in between us, between our eyesight. And then it's just me staring at a rat through a leaf, pretty much. Like kind of magical, like leaf type
visual effects.
Going around.
Really, really high budget visual effects.
Imagine that.
Being a druid, you've spoken to animals before, so you can feel it when the connection is active. What do you say to the rat?
Right. Okay. Bud. There was someone in this room, a boy, and do we know how old the son is?
No, you didn't ask.
We didn't ask, okay.
Can Luke conjure an image of him?
No, not unless I've seen him.
Dick figure.
I can conjure an image of a boy I've seen, but that will definitely just confuse the rat, so I won't do that.
What happened by the window? Was there anything that came through the window? Did anything leave the window? Was there one person or were there two people? Or, as you know, is there another animal? Like, I'm worried about the boy having been turned into an animal. And now I also ask the rat, are you him? Just in case.
You gotta say if you are.
Are you the son?
It's that like asking someone's a cop.
You gotta tell me if you are. It's kind of magic. Okay.
Comprehensive.
Yeah.
Cut to the chase. Like, the rat looks at you and says, yes.
So it's him. It's the boy.
Oh, well, nice. Nice.
Done. Job done.
Nice.
I knew it. See my animal affinity. Yeah, I turn around to the gentleman and say, so I'm afraid that my druid senses were right. Someone has actually cast a spell on your son, and he has been turned into this rat.
By the time you're done speaking, Mr. Mayweather is very red and visibly furious.
Okay.
I should have known better, he says, than to let a bunch of rastabouts from the street into my home. You insult me. You insult my boy who's gone missing. Get out.
But it's him.
Get
Arthur.
Out.
He's the rat.
Charm him, someone.
You got the charm.
Oh, now you want some more.
Come on, the charm is on this
time
side of the table.
All right, just step up. All right. Arlo, okay. Calm down.
So you're charming. You're going to attempt to charm.
Yeah, charming.
Okay. You have to be able to move a hand and speak. So you presumably speak a little incantation.
Yes.
And it doesn't work. No! I'm afraid.
Oh, damn it.
Cthulhu, where were you?
Some help you are, Cthulhu.
Oh. What if I just turn into a cat to confuse him?
I can do an area of effect thunderwave.
Can't we just take the rat and get out of there and figure it out, retreat?
Do we want to, but we'd be taking his son.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, but he doesn't back
we
can
turn him back. Yeah, he can't not pay us once
we've
turned him
into
a human.
Yeah, once
we
turn up with his human son.
I wasn't talking about the money. I was just saying, like, should we, what if, does the rat want to come with us?
Too bad for the rat.
I think the rat's got a choice if we've got it, we're holding it.
Yeah.
So, okay,
Arlo, we'll get out of your hair, mate. Sorry for barging in and upsetting you. Can we take the rat?
Yes, get out. Great. Take your filth rat with you.
Okay, we put the rat into a leather pouch.
Can I use prestidigitation to clean the rat?
What?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Now it's clean. It's good.
I looked at that spell. You can soil or clean anything.
Yeah, so we'll watch it. Soil you so bad.
Oh. Is that the one you can add flavour to anything?
Yeah, I also flavour the rat.
Can you make the rat vanilla flavour?
I make the rat very spicy so that if a falcon swoops in to get it, it will drop it because it's too spicy.
I can't fault your logic. All righty then. So you leave the house of Arlo Mayweather, presumably not having been hired. He's now very angry, but you do have a spicy rat.
A very clean.
We're up one rat.
Spicy rat.
That's a good day's work, guys.
Spread it four ways. Let's go.
In the street, it is now, it is quiet save for a woman who stands there looking very sleep deprived and nervous and disheveled. She approaches you and she says, are you them ones gonna go look for the Mayweather boy?
Well, I mean, it's a long story, but yes.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did he just disappear?
Well, I mean, again, it's a long story, but he's sort of a spicy rat now. But yeah, let's say he did disappear, yes.
Well, I don't mean to impose on you, none, but my husband's gone as well.
What?
Oh,
What flavour rat is he? What happened? Can you tell us what happened?
I don't quite follow you, sir.
Don't worry, it's thieves can't. Can you tell me what happened with your husband?
I don't know. I was working late and I got home and there was the room was trashed in the kitchen. It looked like there'd been a struggle, but there was just stuff strewn everywhere. My husband's work clothes were just there.
Were there any animals in the house?
We've got a few chickens in the house.
Were they there before?
We feed them the eggs. I ain't got much to pay you, not like him has, but if you work out where my husband's gone,
I mean, we can certainly investigate the scene. Where did this happen?
At my house.
Okay, well,
lead the way.
Lead the way. We'll go for the house.
Good. So she leads you back to their abode. Let's see if this goes any better. She leads you and she goes, this was it. And leads you into the kitchen. And indeed, it looks to you like there was a bit of a struggle that some things kind of, someone was sort of stumbling around. And indeed, there are a bunch of clothes just strewn about the floor. The table's been tipped over. It's like a spilled bottle of something on the floor.
A rat couldn't have done this, guys. A rat couldn't have tipped over a table.
No, not even a massive one.
No, not even the biggest rat in the world.
And there are a couple of chickens sort of dotted around, but just PS. In fact, Andy, one of them comes up and pecks you on the ankle.
Calm down, man. Be cool.
It's fine.
It stopped pecking me now.
It pecks you again.
Ellen, can you talk to it? Can I talk to another chicken today? Can I let
it back off? Would you please ask this chicken to stop pecking my ankle?
It pecks your ankle again.
Ellen, I swear to God, if you don't get this chicken to back off, I'm going to punt it across the room.
I can't.
I punt the chicken across the room.
Fine.
I pick up the chicken to see if it's all right.
Okay, Corazon de Leon looks down and manages to boot a chicken clean across the room. A few feathers kind of spray out. It gives a little squawk. You pick it up. It seems okay. It's kind of writhing and it wants you to put it down.
Oh.
I think about putting it down. Okay. I put the chicken down again.
Okay. Are we still watching the chicken? Or are we?
We're going to investigate the room.
So roll a d20, add on your intelligence modifier. If you're proficient in investigation, add your proficiency bonus, which should be 2, onto that as well.
Okay.
Let's call that a difficulty check of 15. So we're trying to roll over 15 to notice any things that might be of note in the room.
With a d20?
Yeah, with a d20.
What do you got, Andy?
I've got 13 plus a modifier of 4.
So nice.
Pass.
Cool.
It's safe to say that you're more concerned with the fact that a chicken just got kicked
across
the room.
Yeah, I'm really angry.
You're not really feeling the whole, no, I'm going to nose around the place.
But. I gave him every chance to walk away. Just saying.
I warned you that I couldn't deal with it. And like, you just lost your patience and you hurt a chicken. And I'm really mad at you.
It's high seas law. It's how really, it happens really out on the ocean.
We're not on the ocean now. We're in a distraught lady's kitchen.
I've still got my sea legs. I kicked him with my sea leg. you can't blame a man's sea legs. King, you best not miss.
Takes a drink.
Andy, as you're walking around on your sea legs, presumably also using your sea eyes, see, for one thing, some unguarded gold. That's just a by-the-by. It's probably about 5 gold pieces. You see that there is a complete set of clothes, even with sort of underwear laid out on the floor. Like they've fallen, but there's a shirt inside, a waistcoat, and there's pants inside some trousers. There's a pair of shoes there. You're angry about the chicken. Mm-hmm. Jane, you're thinking about eating Cthulhu. The chicken.
Cthulhu. Yeah, sacrificing the chicken.
There you go. Yeah, basically you're looking at the chickens and wondering if Cthulhu would find this pleasing. Luke, you notice that there is a bottle on the floor. It's sort of about a third full now, but most of the contents are spilled onto the floor. And the chicken, having sort of recovered from being kicked across the room, is now just pecking that repeatedly.
Interesting.
All right. Well, I mean, guys, check out this bottle I found.
Okay. What does it say on it?
Why is it interesting?
Well, the chicken seems pretty keen on it. I don't know if it's like liquid chicken feed or anything. Is there writing on the bottle?
There's a very ornate label. It appears to be an elixir of some kind. In fact, the label itself reads, M. Chanel's Miracle Cure All.
What?
The M stands for miracle.
Yeah.
Cures all ailments from gut rot to butt rot, baldness to co-baldness. It'll transform your life.
Do you mind if I take a swig?
I do. I do.
I raise the bottle to my lips.
No. I would counsel Pob, what are you called?
Dob. Boy.
Man, you've got
classic
still
human.
Got his sea brain. Right? Still got his sea manners, that's for sure.
Dob.
Yep.
I would counsel that clearly the man who was here before drank this and something happened to him to make his body go away.
Yeah.
He's
a chicken, right?
I mean, he's possibly a chicken.
I sniff the bottle to see what it smells like.
Pretty bad.
It smells pretty bad.
Can we feed it to someone else and find out what happens? Like what, his wife?
How do we feel about force feeding?
Forcing you down his wife. While this is going on, I steal the gold pieces.
Of course you do. Do me a dexterity roll. To be honest, everyone's pretty distracted. You're looking to beat a 10.
Oh, I got 9.
You got 9?
I rolled a 3.
Oh, you got 3?
Yeah.
And then... gold pieces.
Get the gold.
Everyone's distracted. I've got sleight of hand and a +4 for dexterity. And I still missed
worst.
It.
He's got his sea hands.
But did anyone see me try and do it? Can I have another go?
I think in failing, you were seen doing it is the kicker on that one.
He's the kicker of chickens.
Everyone saw you. The woman is standing there in the doorway looking very unimpressed.
Yeah. I was just investigating these gold pieces to see if there was any clues on them, but obviously I'll leave them here. They're yours.
Much obliged.
Yeah, no problem.
She crosses the room and snatches them up.
Not a problem.
Can I move to the woman? I want to ask her some stuff. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. This bottle we just found on the floor.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever seen this before? Did you know this was in your house?
No. But I have seen this being flogged in the market, I think.
Who's selling this? Who is this M. Chanel?
I don't know. It's just a stall that sort of...
Chanel number 5.
It's a market.
Can you tell us how to get there from here?
It's in the market.
Just in the market.
We're all from out of town. Whereabouts is the market?
Oh.
Could you just... A little map.
Which gives you directions. Okay. It's, again, not very far. You've not gone far from the market where you started.
Ma'am, thank you very much for your help. We believe...
Oh, no, please. I don't really see what this has to do with
We believe husband's. That this bottle may be connected to your husband's disappearance.
Right.
So I think we should go to the market and check out the cellar of tonics.
Yeah. You don't want to drink any of this, do you? Just of your own free will?
if my husband's disappeared and that's the reason...
Could be. This would help us find out.
Then maybe, perhaps not.
Fair enough, madam.
Are we just going to leave the chicken?
Can I talk to the chicken?
There's two chickens.
Am I able to talk to the chicken?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. You can talk to the chicken.
Right, so we do the ritual. Okay. I'm holding the chicken.
Okay.
Right, so I look at the chicken and I go, are you her husband?
Keep that bastard pirate away from me.
Hey man, okay. You were pecking my ankle.
I mean, we didn't get a good answer now because you kicked it.
Yeah, ask him again.
Are you her husband?
Yes!
Yes.
Ask him what happened.
Oh yeah, what happened?
It was that bloody bottle of thing. I bought it from the market. I drank it. Now I'm a chicken.
Down the
bottle. And I'm getting kicked. And I don't know what this tiefling's doing, but it's holding me very tightly.
I'm sorry, can you loosen the grip on it a little bit?
The chicken hits the deck with a sort of meaty thud. It's not very used to being a chicken, so it doesn't know how to slow its descent. So you unceremoniously drop a man chicken on the floor.
All right, guys, I think we've caused enough damage here. Right. Let's go to the market. We're going to head out. On the way out the door, I attempt to pickpocket the 5 gold pieces.
All right, so that's going to be another dex sleight of hand check. Go for it, I guess.
20! Yes!
So, like, yeah, it just works. They practically leap into your pockets.
See, I told you guys I could do it. Tony, I can steal those gold pieces.
As you leave, yeah, he basically just waves a hand over these gold pieces. No one sees, but they disappear through a delightful bit of leisure demand. No.
Sweet. All right, off to the market.
So you're back in the marketplace, which may make you feel like you haven't made any progress. Don't worry, you're doing very well. And yeah, it's still a beautiful day. There's somebody selling apples and yelling about his lovely apples. There's a baker. Same old bread, like always. then you hear one man just yelling, "Miracle elixir! Come on and buy the elixir." He's got a very ornate sign that says M. Chanel's Miracle Elixir. The M stands for miracle. And there are rows upon rows of bottles of a thing that is now relatively familiar to you.
I think our end game is transforming this rat back into a boy so we can get our reward. So this guy has got this elixir that's turning people into animals. We know that now.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he knows how to turn people back. Right. Should we confront him with the knowledge that we know what he's doing and he's in trouble and we need to turn people back?
I feel like
that's the way to go.
I don't think we should confront him. I think we should play it cool. I think we should send one of us up there acting like a customer and just
to what end, see.
Well, just, I mean, I want to hear his version of it, because if we like rock up there, he's going to immediately like be defensive, shut us down, he'll ride off. And we'll just look like crazy people insisting that we've got a rat boy.
I don't say that we show him the rat boy at any point. I'm just saying we, you know, he's his elixir is turning people into animals. Mm. He needs to stop and he needs to help us put it right. Ellen.
I've got an idea. If I don't know how like deceitful I can be or whatever, but if we have someone who's charming, I'll just say nothing.
Nice. Confront him with his crimes, but not in an irreversible way. Yeah. I like it.
That's great.
On your sheet, there is a field called Inspiration. Ellen, tick yours, because that was brilliant.
Hey,
so the idea behind Inspiration is, if you do something really, really good, you can get Inspiration, and when you want to use it, you can pick a role that someone's going to do, so something you ideally really want to succeed, and you get what's called Advantage. This means you roll two d20s, and you use the higher result.
Nice. Nice one, Ellen.
All right, so Ellen, if you want to... This is the plan now. Ellen's going to go up. She's going to say, oh, I've heard all about your great miracle cure.
I think I go up pretending to be sick because I'm not very charming.
You don't need to be.
Such a self-effacing druid.
You don't need to be charming in a customer transaction. Yeah. Just say, can I buy some miracle cure?
But I need someone with me to then confront the person, because otherwise I'm just a cat and I can't. Or if I start talking, okay.
Right. I've got intimidate. I think I should go with Ellen. Get Ellen right,
let's all
cat.
Let's all go
then,
up. Yeah. Ellen.
I'll be ill.
Ellen, you lead.
You've got the gold,
customer.
So let's pretend you're going to have to buy it.
Let's form a queue of customers that we don't know each other.
Yeah. That works.
Okay, perfect.